Yeah. With you. Part of me always, every Thursday night, especially last week with Noah also, and we have the Nagunim, just want to like forget about the shir. Just because the Nagunim are so sweet. So my tefillah to Hashem is that the Torah should be as sweet as the Nagunim in the Hashem. And it should be as uplifting, hopefully, as at the end of the day, we're just trying to grow as Jews. And I'll tell you, last year at this time, we were 3 or 4 Jews. Baruch Hashem, we have a minion now, so we can stay for Mar. We don't have to rush anywhere. Baruch Hashem. And it's nothing to me, it's a credit to...
Should have had this years ago.
Exactly. It's a credit to Rabban, a credit to Stuy, Rabbi Ilan. Listen, when the Jews are looking to grow, Kadosh Baruch Hu sends you the right people, right? 100%. We're holding in Parshas V'Yishlach, but we're holding Erev Chanukah. It's not a day before Chanukah, but a nice 11 days. You have cheats?
No, that's not it. Can we say...
Oh yeah, yeah.
First Shushlein before.
Azrael Chaim Ben.
Ben Chayaleah.
Your new grandson.
He should recover from his bris.
Bez Hashem, and should be zocha to bring him to Torah lechupal masim tovim. Bez Hashem, Baruch. So first Shushlein b'chayin of Asaro. Baruch Tzibir Chabasio. And Mazatov Elyon. Soch Shachol Yisrael. So we're holding Erev Chanukah, but You don't just prepare for Hanukkah a week before. You prepare weeks before. We're holding 11 days. We go to the Parsha to be able to prepare a little bit. So we go to page 1. Page 1, as we're trying to do this year, so for try to focus on the Majitz Chassidus, the Majitz Nugunim, the Majitz Torahs. Sorry, Nugunim. My Majitz is very known for the Nugunim. Michael is gonna tell me that I'm double dipping on one Torah, but it's okay. I think you're allowed to double dip, especially if no one else is looking. Mm-hmm. But even if you are looking, this is a double. It's a double dip type of Torah. That's okay. So let me stop talking. Let's go to the Torah. So the Torah says, "Veishlach Yaakov Malachim." Yaakov sends these Malachim to greet Esav. And Rashi says, "Malachim Mamish," real angels. And all the Svarim or Kedoshim are trying to understand, what's this word mamish? I know it's a very yeshivish word, mamish, mamish, mamish. What's this mamish? So he says, Yisa Bracha, if you look at page 1, he quotes the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and Chafei Yom Aleph. So Chodesh Baruch Hu says, specifically by the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, that even if we get the Chodesh wrong, at 10, even if you are accidental sinners, even if you're purposeful sinners, even if you're mutan, I didn't really look up the translation, but I'm assuming it's beinonim, sometimes, even whatever you are, you're atem, you're mine. You're banim, you're atem. Right? As the pasuk says in Devarim, banim atem Hashem
la'okechem. Toin is mistake, you make a mistake.
What do you say?
Mistake,
mutan. Even if you make mistakes, shogi, an accidental mezidin, purpose, or mutan, you make a mistake, you are mine. Says the Majid Zerebi, what does this mean, atem? Atem, sha'anachu, chashivim, banim, afilu, shogi, mezidin, mutan. Whatever way you are, whatever your Jew does, sometimes we think that we're not able to get to Chodesh Baruch because what we did. They're red tape. Only Jews who are perfect can come to Chodesh Baruch. Says the Majid Yitzhak Bracha, you're wrong. And how do you know this? Malachim Mamish. What does Mamish stand for? He says, Mamish stands for Mezidin Mutan Shogigin. He stands for the Jews who sometimes sin on purpose, accidental, sins who make mistakes, people who sin accidental. So at the end of the day, that's what a Jew is being all about. Yaakov is, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Dafka sending us this message right before Chanukah for us to realize that it doesn't matter how dark it got throughout the whole year. When Chanukah comes, it doesn't matter where a Jew is holding. You know, Chazal tells us that Choshech Zu Yavan. Yavan is the epitome of darkness. It's the epitome of the world trying to think bad about ourselves, to think negative thoughts about ourselves. And the way to fight darkness is through light. Davka through light and realizing, no, we're Atem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is even if we sin. And if we go to page 2, this is really the double dip Torah. But it happens to be my Rebbe Rav Moshe Weinberger Shlita. There's some Torahs, there are a lot of Torahs that he said that I forgot, but this is one Torah that really stuck with me. Well, it says here, Tavshanayin Dalet, so almost for 4 years, Baruch Hashem. And every single time I get to this Parsha, it's a good reminder. So we know that Esav is coming, with his 400 men, and Yaakov prepares in three ways, davening, he prepares with his gifts, and he also prepares for battle. And one of the ways he prepares for battle is that he splits up his camp. The Pasuk says, on the Bay's test, the bottom of page 2. Im yavo Esav al amachne ha'achas v'yiko. If Esav comes to strike one group, ha'ayhaya ha'machne ha'nisha l'fleita. At least there'll be a group left over. Yeah. Sounds a little hypocritical. Yaakov's saying like, okay, if Zilpah and Bilhah's family go down, at least we'll have Leah and Rachel's family. Yeah. No, that's not what he's saying.
Where's Yaakov?
Well, Yaakov's in the back, no? Or no, Yaakov's in the front. Yaakov's all the way in the front. I saw a great shot today from Rav Biederman, who quoted someone, I'm not going to say, I forgot, I'll be honest. He said, why Davka did he, we always know, like, why did he have Rachel and Leah, Rachel towards the back? Because the more back you were, the more beloved you were. So this Sefer wanted to say the opposite. He said, that's true, but you know what he says, what he wanted to say? He says that the Shifchos, right, the Shvachos, Zilpah and Bilhah's kids, they always felt a little bit, what's the best word?
Slighted.
Secondary, slighted. They weren't Rachel and Leah's children. So the Sefer says because they had this secondary feeling towards them, they had the most protection. So Yaakov Davka put them in the front, which is an interesting vort. Not the vort that I want to go with tonight, but just something to think about. Because they were secondary, Yaakov wasn't worried about them because they had this thing. So he quotes his grandfather, actually a caller of Weinberger at the time, or one of my other Bamer Moshe, so who's this Aleph Aleph Zayin? Aleph Aleph Zayin is the Marjitzer Rebbe's, I believe, his grandfather, Rechesov Kushmir. He says like this: where do you see Avodas Hashem had a Jew to fight darkness in 2017, Tavshinai Ches, Boca Raton, Florida? How do you find darkness? How do you fight Esav? He says, what happens is, in a normal person's life, when you sin, what happens? You get very sad, you get very depressed, and what happens is sin just, it's a spiral effect. It's a domino effect. It just goes on and on and on. Sin, sadness. He says, the Majid says, Rav Chesed Kushmir, he says, when a Jew messes up, Ahaya machna hanishal aflita, realize what you have left. Just because Esav hit you once, just because im yavo Esav amachna achas, he hit you once, he hit your camp once, don't just pack it in and call it a day. Ahaya machna hanishal aflita, look what you have left. Okay, you messed up, you sinned. And he gives a great mashal, and I kind of just want to say the mashal inside. If you look in the top second paragraph, the first word on the line is v'chius, around six lines down from the top. Who am the mashal? I have to read this inside because this mashal literally defines this Torah, which really any type of person who goes through any struggle, specifically you know when I mess up or when I know you know my wife teaches in high school and she has kids messing up, this is like, and this is really any adult. This is the message. This is the mashal. Hula mashal. Socher ha'omed b'chanuso b'yom ha'dushuka. The guy has a storefront. He's a businessman. V'ha'chevra ganovim orvim b'chutz. And he sees that there's some robbers outside his store. Remember now? I remember you got a nice kishmak out of this. It wasn't me, it was the mashal. Holich ganav echad ha'chanus v'chotiv chavetz achas u'parech. What's their plan? The plan of the robbers is, what do they do? They send one of their guys in, they send one of their pawns in, go grab an iPod, and he'll start chasing after you. And once he chases after you, the rest of us are going to do what? The rest of us are going to take everything out of the store. It reminded me a little bit of during Hurricane Irma when they had in Fort Lauderdale with those guys packing out the sneakers. You know what I'm talking about. They got arrested. Our chaver from down south, Bakshim. They have to come here also to yeah, exactly. That was hilarious. I was like, come on guys, just some shoes. Whatever. So at the end of the day, what are the robbers? That was just a great scene, I'm sorry. What do the robbers want you to do? They send in that guy because they want you to chase him after. They want you to keep on chasing. Why? So they can take the rest of the store. But he says, you don't want to know who a smart store owner is. A smart store owner. He says, he's a smart guy. He sees this guy's plan. He outwits him. What does he say? Omer Belibo, sin is his heart. Take what you got. I'm not going to chase after you. What does chasing mean? Chasing means getting sad, getting depressed, feeling bad for yourself, letting the yavan come in, letting the choshech come in. Person says, no. At the end of the day, I messed up. But you stand strong. Rak shomer sachanus mikanol above v'nosiv v'nosin. I'm going to continue to do business, and I'm going to let him have that iPod. And you'll be able to move on and have tremendous bracha. I think this is such an important message. Sometimes when we mess up, I know specifically as a teacher, the kid messes up on a question, he can't get past that question in a test. No. You got one question wrong, look how many you got right. We're so focused on what we don't have, what's missing, and then we get sad and then it just goes into a tailspin. But we have to realize, no. Let that guy get what he got, because his whole Yitzhar's main thing is to do what? He wants to clear out the shop. He wants to clear out your iPod shop. Clear out that sneaker store. What does that mean, clear it out? He wants to get you sad. You messed up. The sin is not so bad. The sadness after the sin, the Svarim says, is the worst thing. He wants to clean you out. And the best thing is to realize, Im yavo esav amachna achas v'ikal, you messed up, you sinned. What's the avoda? Haya machna nisha nisha aflita. Move the heck on. Sorry to be so forceful, but at the end of the day, this is such an important message. So many of us, sometimes we struggle, we fall. And at the end of the day, we mess up. We're human beings. But at the end of the day, if we're so focused on the sin, we're never able to mess up. And then we're never able to move on. But when we realize that we have this futuristic outlook, then we're able to move on. Go to page 3. Page 3 is from the Yisa Bracha also. From Yisa Bracha, he actually quotes this idea from his... father, grandfather, I'm not sure exactly. Yeah, but if it's his father, it's his grandfather. And he writes a great story. He says on the paragraph V'chein. I'll just say the story outside just for time wise. He's because I want to get some of the gunim after. It's very post the gunim are the most important. And now we have to rush for Marv because hopefully we have a minion here, Baruch Hashem. Hopefully next Shabbos we'll have two minyanim in Yerushalayim, Ritz Hashem. So he said, he quotes a great story from Michazel of Kuzmir, his great grandfather. And he says that what happened was there was one guy. What happened? There was a guy who messed up and he wanted to fast. It was brought down by certain Kabbalistic Svarim, by doing certain fasts, that would be the best thing. And to pain oneself to go through these fasts. So he came to the Rebbe, he came to Michazel of Kuzmir, and he said, should I do these things? I messed up in A, B, and C. I want to fast. So what happened? The Rebbe, it says here, asachach ma'od. He said the Rebbe started laughing. Rebbe starts laughing. And he says, at the end of the day, when you're going to go to Shemaim, your guf is going to go into the ground. The main thing is to do what? The main thing is, miyom v'halosh lo yikalkal od. Just take upon yourself from now into the future. B'simcha, he writes, v'yikaba love o machu Shemaim b'simcha. That's the best way to do tshuva. Not the fasting, and not no one saying that you can just say, "Oh, I'm not gonna do it anymore, and I'm gonna move on and forget it." No, a person has to take a real kabbalah on himself, but to do it joyously instead of letting that esav trickle in and that atzvas trickle in and that daiga and that worry and that amalek suffik and everything, all that chosh trickle in. Just take upon yourself that you want to learn from this. Sheva yupol tzadik v'kam and move on, as Rav Ferdner famously said. Sheva yupol tzadik v'kam. The pasuk says in Mishlei. That a tzaddik falls 7 times and gets up. Rav Ferdner says, no. Sheva yipul tzaddik v'kam means that to become a tzaddik means that you become, you get up. Tzaddikim are imperfect. No one's able to be perfect, but it's the people who are able to rise from those struggles and be able to grow from them. Today was a very, very special yard site. Your father, I remember last year, asked me when the Rachman came and he spoke at your house. So I think he quoted this sefer, or he might have quoted it at the Malal Malka. It was a sefer of the Bas Ayin. Who was the Bas Ayin? The Bas Ayin was a great, great Rav, one of the Talmidei of the Baal Shem Tov, Rav Avraham Dov Avrich. If you've ever been to the Tzfat Cemetery, he's buried there. Tremendous tzaddik. I'll just tell you one ma'aseh, and then we'll end the Torah from him. There was an earthquake in 1836 in Tzfat. I read this on Google today. I'm assuming it's true. What's on Google? Just kidding. Don't believe everything. But it's brought down in Svarim that there was a tremendous earthquake. You know, Tzfat is a lot of mountains. So 2,000 people died, unfortunately, in that. Mamish crazy. During the earthquake, I saw today there was an earthquake in like Baltimore and New York. It was a crazy thing. Did anyone see that? There was like a small earthquake today on the East Coast. So maybe the cover of the Bas Ayin, I don't know. So what happened was that there was an earthquake in Sfai, and the Bas Ayin was in the Beis Midrash. And he told everyone to come to his side. And what happened was, as soon as everyone got to his side, the whole side of that Beis Midrash caved in. He was diving on the floor, and it was. They asked him why he was diving on the floor. He said that he had to get into such a place of anova, of humility, to be able to make sure that everyone would be okay. Tremendous tzaddik. So we look at page 4. Page 4 is actually talking about a Torah from next week, but it's a very Chanukah Torah. So if you remember, I think you're going to remember the Torah now. So your father asked me if I had the sefer. So I said I did have the sefer before Waxman. Kind of felt good that I had a sefer that Waxman quoted, but Baruch Hashem. So the pasuk says, we know by the whole thing with Tamar and Yehuda, and finally they're about to bring out Tamar and to kill her for what she did. So what does Yehuda say? Yehuda steps up to the plate and he realizes what happened and he says, "Sarka mimeni, she's more righteous than I am. It wasn't her fault; it was my fault." So he writes over here from that reason. He tells us that the Gemar Chasima from Rosh Hashanah is really Chanukah. Gemar Chasima, the signature of the whole year, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, is really Chanukah. And he says an amazing thing. He says, what does it mean, Vayihi kimishlosh chadashim? And it was three months after Yehuda and Tamar were together. He says, what do those 3 months represent? Those 3 months represent Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev. It was 3 months after, Yehuda says, Sarka mimen. She's right, she's more righteous than me. And he writes over here, we don't have time to see the whole Torah inside. He says that Yehuda, whenever you see Yehuda in the Pasuk, Yehuda is a reference to who? Yehuda is a reference to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And Tamar, we know Klai Yisrael is compared to a Tamar. Tamar is a reference to Klai Yisrael. What does it mean that Yehuda says, Sarka mimeni? It means that at the end of the day, The Golas has been very long. The Golas has been hard. Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's no greater nisyonos that we have in 2017. What does the Kadosh Baruch Hu say? Tzarka mimeni. She's more righteous than me. The Golas has been hard. It's been very, very hard. And he writes over here, Tzarka mimeni, what does it mean in the last paragraph? Kvayochol ani chayi b'zeh. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Kvayochol. Like, if he didn't say this, I'm not saying this. The tzaddik in 1836 who saved the Beis Midrash and the earthquake in Tzad is saying this. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Yehuda. He says, Tzarka mimeni. The Jewish people are righteous. They're right. I'm obligated. Ani chayi b'zeh. Dehayna habori baruch modelahem. Shehemet tzodkim. You guys are right. You guys are tzaddikim. Because I realize that a Jew's essence is to be close to me. That's what Chanukah represents. Chanukah represents there's so much choshek in our lives. There's so much esav in our lives. There's so much yavan in our lives. There's so much darkness. But at the end of the day, to realize, Kadosh Baruch Hu is right by our side. Kadosh Baruch Hu is, even if we fall, to be able to get up and to be able to fight back. And how do you fight back? You don't fight back with swords. You fight back by living. Besimcha. Tshuva besimcha. Stop feeling bad for yourself or getting ba'atzvas and feeling sad. Moving on. Looking forward. That's the avoda. Just be able to recap what we went through and then we'll just say a ma'aseh at the end. There's a we started off with a malach and mamish. The Yisra Bracha said, what does it mean, malach and mamish? I can borrow your sheets here just to find the page. It says, mamish stands for the three words in the Gemara Shoshana that were kadawar kadosh baruch hu's afilu mezidin, afilu shogin, and afilu mutayin. Right? Mamish, memem shun. Whatever, even if we made mistakes, accidental mistakes, purposeful mistakes, were kadosh baruch hu's. And as Rav Chesed Kushmer said, quoted by the Divrei Yisrael, like that guy who comes into the shop and he wants to clear everyone out because they send a guy for you to chase him. Don't chase him. Don't get sad. Don't get ba'atzus. Take upon yourself a real Kabbalah that you're gonna learn from this mistake. Right? No one said this isn't Christianity over here, Chas v'Shalom. You go into the priest and tell him your sins. No one's saying that at all. A person has to take a real Kabbalah upon himself in a real way. In a real way. But not Chas v'Shalom ever to get ba'atzus. Let him get what he got. B'hayah ha'machan ha'nishalafi to be able to move on. And that's what he said. The Rav Chesed Kushmer, he laughed at the guy who wanted to fast. He said, don't fast. Just take upon yourself that if you saw that certain things happen in your life, make the appropriate steps that those things don't happen. Make sure that you don't hang out with that chever. Make sure you move on. And the Bas Ayin says it perfectly. A Jew's essence is good. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Heed tzarka mimeni. You messed up because at the end of the day, maybe I gave you too much of a test. Kimashosh chadashim. 3 months. Tishrei, Cheshvan, and Kislev. Kislev is Gemar Chasim, it's Dafka, where we see how special the Jewish people are. For another minute, because then I'm going to get to the end. If you go to page 6, I saw from Rav Biederman today, he quotes the Velzer Rebbe. He said in Al Anisim, where it says the number 6 over there, he said in Al Anisim, V'hiliku neros b'chatzos chachecha. We should be zocha to light the candles in the court, your holy courtyard. And he asked the question, he says, U'makshim ha'olam, v'chi ha'liku es ha'menorah b'chatzor ha'mikdash. Did we really light the menorah in the chatzor of the mikdash? No. We didn't light the menorah outside. Where do we light the menorah? Inside, in the Heichal, in the Kodesh Kodesh, in the Heichal. So what's going on over here? He says for us to realize that every single time when you light the Chanukah menorah in your house, and you light the menorah, you appreciate the Chanukah message, what the message of, what the aura represents, what light represents, what the Jewish people represent, you're becoming the Kedushas HaEzra. The Heichal is coming to your home when you light the Chanukah candles. Your bias becomes the chatzos kachecha. Your bias becomes the courtyard of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, of the Beis Hamikdash. Ubi yodosh yerishimo nikar v'tisefaga kadosha b'kosla yabayis choshana kula, and all the kedusha stays there for the entire year. Shiyu b'kedushas ha'ezra. So at the end of the day, we don't know why we say b'hiliko neros b'chatzos kachecha. Of course, we lit the menorah inside the heichal, but it had a lasting effect. Even the kedusha even penetrated outside. It even penetrated the chatzar outside. When we light the menorah in our home, whether it be the window or the table, whatever it is, at the end of the day, for us to be able to realize, we all have a menorah inside of us. Sometimes we get a lot of dirt on it. We get a lot of choshech. There's a lot of yavan and esav. Be able to realize the menorah within each and every one of us. Be able to move on tshuva b'simcha. Hashem Baruch Hu should bless us. Not only we should learn about this, but to live it as well. Be'ez Hashem. If we do this, we zocha be'ez Hashem to be with Rav Ben, to be with Rav Ilan, and for all of us, be'ez Hashem, to light the menorah next week. Be'ez Hashem Yishua.
Rabbi, since
the
Yavan
is
the Greeks, right?
What
the Jewish people
see? Yeah.
What's the difference?
The
connection
to
the
Zion is Yosef. It's okay if we daven Marvin here? Is that okay?
Oh,
daven Marvin. Okay. Yeah, yeah. We'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
What's your name? All right.
Shabbos.
Shabbos. Shabbos.